Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, August 8th. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the Southeast such an interesting place to live. First up on the show today, two local organizations have come together to create a nonprofit special needs trust to help people with disabilities who are at risk of losing their government benefits because they have excessive resources. WTC's Will Davis is speaking with Teresa Witten, Trust Officer for Southeastern Trust Company, and Ann Stone, President of Friends of Special Children.
The Friends of Special Children is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation based here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And really, our mission is to serve in the betterment in the lives of special children everywhere. And children now is a big category. It covers all ages, because our small children grow older.
How many children have been helped, do you know?
They serve about 120 children per year. So if you do that over 10 years, we've helped technically over 1,000 children.
Very good. Teresa, what is your connection to Friends of Special Children?
Southeastern Trust Company is a trust company here in Chattanooga, based out of Chattanooga. We have clients nationally, and we do special needs as well as all kinds of trust and investment services. The pool trust, we have two that we administer, one in Georgia and one in Tennessee. The one in Tennessee, we partner with Friends of Special Children for that pool trust. And it's designed so that when individuals with disabilities, say their grandmother or uncle leaves them money in a will, if that money's left outright to them, they can lose their 10 care or their SSI, Supplemental Security Income benefits, because they've come into these assets. When those assets are placed in the pool trust by the person with the disability or directly from the person giving them funds, those funds are not counted as assets. So the individual, the disabled person, is able to maintain their Social Security income as well as the supplemental income, as well as their 10 care, which is their insurance coverage. So it's very valuable to them to have this vehicle the funds can go into instead of going into their checking account.
How did this partnership begin?
Well, in Southeastern Trust, even prior to the pool trust, was a strong supporter for Friends of Special Children. Every year they would buy a corporate table and attend the event, and they saw firsthand the work that Friends of Special Children was able to do, and it just seemed like a perfect fit. We're local also as a nonprofit, and we're specifically directed for improving people's lives that have special needs. And it was just a win-win. And there's, my personal trust level with Southeastern Trust has always been very high. And after about 6 months of various meetings with both the trust company and our group and our board, it was mutually agreed upon that this is a benefit for everyone.
And Chambliss Bonner Stoffel here in Chattanooga, another, local law firm, did all the legal work and the pro bono work for the pool trust.
If our listeners want to connect, either they have a need or maybe they want to give, how can they find more information?
Well, one of the easiest ways is Friends of Special Children. We do have a website, www.friendsofspecialchildren.org, and there's all the information on how to contact us. They can donate directly through that website, which would be terrific. There's also information on that website about this year's All About Children event, which is called Point and Paint Our Schoolhouse. We've got a very aggressive goal to fix the building. The campus parts of it are over 110 years old, so it's in need of some real heavy TLC. So that's what we're looking to promote right now. The partnership with the Pool Trust has been a wonderful vehicle for Friends of Special Children to be able to connect back directly into our local community. And we have had the opportunity. We've just sponsored purchasing an adaptive racing bicycle for Spark, which is the local organization that does sports and recreational activities for the disabled. We have donated to Marty's Center, and she works with deaf children. We've also contributed to Skyuka Hall, which is a local educational facility and service here in Chattanooga.
For the Pool Trust, if you're interested or think you know someone with a special need who might benefit from a special needs trust, we always recommend you start with an estate planning attorney. We're not attorneys. We just administer the trust. So that's the best place to start. And certainly once you progress past there, most of the attorneys in town are aware of the Pool Trust and know how it operates. But you can certainly also go to our website at www.se, for Southeastern, setrustco.com. And all things about the trust company are there. But again, an estate planning attorney generally gets the ball rolling on that and can let you know if you qualify for this type of trust.
Thank you both for talking to me today.
Yeah. Thank you very much.